When I was a young girl, no one, and I really mean no one, set my heart on fire more than one Mr. Gordon Sumner, a.k.a. Sting of the Police. So I'm very happy to report that my daughter may also have the good fortune of growing up with a Sumner crush. Let's listen to a bit more of that song we just heard, Where Do We Go From Here?
So this is not Sting. This is Joe Sumner, his 38-year-old son who fronts the band Fiction Plane. And this is their latest album called Mondo Lumina. And, you know, I had the pleasure of catching a show by this band Fiction Plane in New York recently. And it was one of these shows where it was like at the top of a hotel and there were maybe like 40 people there. And the physical resemblance to his father is uncanny. But as you can hear, his voice and his bass playing is also, it nods to his father in a really amazing way. Now, Fiction Plane has been around for a minute. Their first album came out in 2003. And despite, you know, these family connections, they never quite took off in the U.S. But when you look at a band like The Police as your barometer, you know, that's the rarest of rare music business success stories. But on this album, which is called Mondo Lumina, as you mentioned, which means World of Light, you find a band that's really found its stride. And yes, it sounds like The Police, but it also sounds like bands that skirt the line between modern rock and pop, you know, sort of like Jimmy World or maybe even like contemporaries of Fiction Plane's The Verve. Not every song sounds like Sting on vocals. Right in the middle of the record is this really lovely little ditty called No One But You. And I call it a ditty because it clocks in at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And it is short and sweet. Take a listen.
I've been around the world. I've seen all I need to see. I've known 1,000 girls. They all want something I won't give to no one but you. I won't give to no one but you. I won't give to no one but you. Oh, I won't give to no one but you when I don't spend the day with you.
Chris, you brought in for us the band called Sports. Let's listen to a nice track for a Tuesday. It's called Saturday. Digging it. Who is Sports? What is Sports?
What is Sports? It sounds like a question that they might ask, actually. They don't sound like the most sporting of bands.
No.
And they are, in fact, a basement rock band, 4 to 5 piece band. I'll explain that eventually. They started in 2012 at Kenyon College in Ohio. The singer that we heard, that's Katherine Perry, and I love her. She has this voice that kind of does the Cranberries thing sometimes. And also I hear a little bit of Counting Crows and that maudlin voice cracking side of things, and there's a lot of relationshipy stuff going on. So she was the original singer of the band. As I said, they were a college band. She graduated first and left and went off to follow her own life, and they carried on with Jack Washburn. But then she came back to take the lead on this, which is their second album, called All of Something. You know, she's in the band, she's out of the band, she comes back, there's another singer, but they kept the other singer.
It's fluid, shall we say.
Yeah, it's fluid. You know, like a lot of millennials these days.
Yes. Now, Shirley, this is a segment that we usually reserve for new music, but sometimes the best new music is, in fact, old music. I'm not being cryptic here. You've actually brought in for us an older song. Let's see if listeners can name this tune.
is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, bad job laid off. Says he got a bad bill, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. Ready to duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap and a pig pen wants $7 bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, sing along at home if you wanna. This is, of course, Subterranean Homesick Blues by Mr. Bob Dylan, but it's a little bit different maybe than the version we're used to. Shirley, where does it come from?
So this comes from the 12th edition of the Bob Dylan Bootleg Series, which is a collection that really aims to contextualize his recording career in a different way. So we'll hear alternate takes, there are rehearsals, there are live performances. This is a 6-CD set, and if you can believe it, there's an 18-disc version that includes every
Whoa!
Note recorded between 1965 and 1966.
Every single
note.
Just point to the fact that that's an 18-disc version of the 12th volume. Man.
Yes.
Dude made a
yes.
lot of music.
Yeah, this is for Dylan heads. This is for someone who's willing and wants to, you know, really jump down the rabbit hole and hear every sort of, you know, incarnation of these songs that we've come to know so well. And you can really hear this transition and evolution that he's going through from recording in New York to going down to Nashville. So for this segment, I thought we'd bookend the series and focus on the first and the third album. So Subterranean Homesick Blues, which we just heard, was a song that really showed Dylan was no longer just a folk singer or a protest artist. He was embracing a more rock and roll sensibility, and he was fleshing out his sound, which had already started going electric at this point. So the other song that I thought we would listen to is an alternate take of Visions of Johanna, another sort of classic of the Dylan canon. This is called Take Five Rehearsal. So this is a rehearsal track. And it's a more rollicking version. You know, you really hear Dylan completely in sync with the band. And you'd think this very simple instrumentation would yield a simple song, but this is anything but. Take a listen.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be quiet? We sit here stranded, though we're doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds her hand, but her rain tempting you to defy it.
And Chris, next up is music that is 100% genuinely new and a little bit mysterious, if I may say so. Let's listen to a track called Vampire. Now, Chris, why exactly is this such a mystery?
Well, this song came out of nowhere. It's a super catchy and fairly viral tropical pop gem from a previously, or otherwise, I should say, unknown artist going by the name of Lazy Boy Empire, which I can only assume is a play off of the Ottoman Empire and living room furniture.
Yes, got it. But we don't know who Lazy Boy Empire is?
We don't. What we do know is that it was produced by burgeoning Los Angeles hitmaker Ricky Reed. But we don't know who else is involved. And I, you know, I'm a fan and
Vampires follower. Are involved.
That's quite clear. Exactly. But it doesn't sound like Ricky Reed himself singing. The guy has his own band, Wallpaper, which I've actually played on this show before. But yes, what we do know is that there is a super dope sax solo in this song. And yes, that it's about vampires. Let it be known that this is not a Halloween song. Halloween has already passed.
Yes.
To suggest as much as to insult vampires deeply. I mean, really, vampires are a year-round concern. If they're not...
And zombies. Vampires and zombies. It's like fire season.
Yeah, and
it's
don't
year-round
get
now.
Me started on vampire zombies.
Oh, the worst. They're the worst. Actually, Chris, I've been meaning to tell you something. I am Lazy Boy Empire.
Oh, my
Can
goodness.
Can I blow your mind? Music journalist Chris Martins. We were also joined by Shirley Halperin, news director of Billboard magazine. My thanks to you both.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
This is how it starts. Little bit of one. Fire in my heart. Gonna make you mine. Give me something real. Something more than love. Something I